Welcome to Still in College, where the Ithacan asks Ithaca College faculty about their college years. My name is Luke Harbour, multimedia editor of the Ithacan. Today I'm speaking with Peter Johans, professor of television and radio at Ithaca College. Professor Johans, thank you very much for your time today.
Absolutely, Luke. It's a pleasure being here, and I'm happy to participate.
Fantastic, fantastic. Are you ready to do this?
I think I am. I think so.
I can't wait. It sounds fantastic. We're going to start with some general questions, and then we're going to get more personal.
Absolutely.
Let's begin. You graduated from SUNY Cortland in 1992.
That I did.
Let's backtrack 4 years earlier when you were a first-year student in 1988. What did you think college was going to be like?
I guess I had some kind of preconceived notions about what college was going to be like because I had an older brother who had been in college, who had been in many colleges, and so as a teenager, I went up and visited him a couple of times. I had a sense of it from a more of a kind of party standpoint than an academic standpoint.
Right. Okay. Well, then once you got to SUNY Cortland, Professor Johans, mm-hmm. What kind of extracurriculars did you do? Did you do any?
Well, I did. I was involved in the college community. I should say this. One, Luke, please feel free to call me Pete. I appreciate the formality of Professor Johans, but Peter is
you got it,
fine.
Pete. No problem.
When I got to college my first semester, I pledged a fraternity. And so being in that kind of, again, environment, the pledging into the fraternity and the subsequent getting into the fraternity didn't bode well for my academics. And in my sophomore year, in the fall semester, I had a 1.5 GPA. And in the spring semester, I think I got a 1.6 or something. Following my sophomore year, the completion of my sophomore year, I was technically dismissed from SUNY Cortland because my GPA was a 1.97. And you have to have a 2.0 to maintain, you know, academic standing. I never thought I would be failing out of SUNY Cortland. Then in the summer between my sophomore and junior year, I had a bit of an epiphany. I was sitting in my fraternity house with a couple of my other fraternity brothers, and I was saying, what am I going to do now? And I quickly registered for a summer class and paid for that summer class before they could kick me out. So I was able to stay in school. I barely got my GPA above a 2.0 after the summer course, but I remember thinking that summer, like, okay, again, this isn't a solution, and I can't go into the fall with this approach. And I remember my fraternity brother turning to me and he says, oh, you should take this course that I took. All we do is watch TV. And I was like, TV? I was like, that's all I do is watch TV. In fact, that's all I've ever done in a lot of ways is I've always kind of had a natural attraction to television. In the communication classes, I took very naturally to them. It was almost like I wanted to put in the effort. And I did put in the effort, but it didn't feel like effort. It was something I wanted to do. I was reading ahead in chapters, you know, within the class. And I guess I'm very proud to say that I got an A+ in that class. And I was the first one and only one to do that within this class. That turned things around for me. And in my final 2 years of school, I got very involved with the campus television station, and I took a leadership role within it, and I remained very active within my fraternity and was on the Intergroup Council, and as I mentioned, served as president of my fraternity. But like I said, I just really changed my whole attitude about my education and taking ownership of what I did. And after that, in my junior and senior year, I don't think I received only one B. Everything else was A's. My mother thought I was forging the grade reports that were coming home because I had forged her signature in my first year of college to be able to move off campus. But she, you know, she was very astounded at, you know, I was bringing home now 3.8s, 3.9 GPAs. Where, you know, she was used to C's, D's, and the occasional B within high school. I can talk all day, Luke. all of it myself. So,
well, I think just to say the least, this is the type of story and openness that students and faculty love to hear. So
yeah, I mean, I always tell my students a story.
It's great.
But I try to use it as a means of, you know, when you discover what your passion is, and for me, it took me getting to a very low point academically and being able to discover and grow up and mature, within my academic career. But I try to use this as an illustrative example of, you know, do what you love and things will quote unquote work for you.
I'd love to go into some more personal stuff.
Sure.
For some students, college is also a time to explore what romantic relationships mean to them.
Right.
So did you date at Cortland?
I didn't have quote unquote game with the ladies, so to speak. And so while I was always nice and they would always, you know, but they would like talk to me all night, but then go out and make out with the douchebag, you know, and it would drive me crazy. I did, you know, have a girlfriend, in college for a bit, but I wasn't much of a Don Juan, so to speak.
Did you ever feel like you fell in love at any point?
In college? Yeah. There was a girl who I became very good friends with, and unfortunately it just never kind of connected in any type of romantic way, and that was kind of that.
What would you say you learned from falling in love at a college age?
I guess I learned that you sometimes can't be with the person you love.
I kind of want to come to now sort of just the present day of everything. Mm-hmm. So can you tell me, in being a college professor now, what is one way you believe student culture and life has changed?
There wasn't as much of a kind of, you know, quote-unquote serious approach to academics. I was very much, you know, between 18 and 21, you know, it was a good time. And there was the what do I do when I grow up? But like I said, I was living in the fraternity, you know, having a great time in the fraternity, doing stupid things in the fraternity, and enjoying college very, very much, but not really understanding the value of my education to its fullest extent.
Well, can you actually tell me about, and being a college mm-hmm. professor now as well,
right,
the similarities and the differences between how you were interacted with your professors at Cortland versus
right.
how you interact with students now? Let's start with Cortland. So how did professors interact with you? How was that?
I certainly didn't like the approach of being lectured to or being talked down to, being kind of, you know, where you felt like the professor was trying to prove how smart they were to students. I never liked that approach. And I found that approach more in my non-communication or non-TV classes, but even in some of the TV classes that I took, and a lot of it just had to do with the expertise or lack thereof within the faculty, because again, Cortland is not a place known for communications. And so the people who were kind of teaching me this stuff, even though I didn't know anything, I knew they didn't know anything either. And that was frustrating for me in terms of not having confidence within your professors. You know, I use humor as a tremendous vehicle within my teaching, and I didn't find many people who I interacted with, whether it be in undergraduate school and in graduate school, who utilized humor within the classroom as a means of learning objectives.
I have one more question
yes.
for you, Pete. It's a tricky one.
Okay.
In one sentence, give your piece of advice to college students.
The degree doesn't get you the job. You will get you the job. The degree doesn't build your career. You, as a person, build your career. And so, yeah.
This has been Still in College, where the Ithacan asks Ithaca College faculty about their college years. My name is Luke Harbour, multimedia editor of the Ithacan, and today I spoke with television and radio professor Peter Johans, or Pete, as we can now call him. Thank you again for your time.
Luke, thank you very much. I enjoyed being on here, and I look forward to hearing this as well as the other podcasts that you have.